Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal, tell a friend, don't make me beg. It's not a pretty look for me. All right, today we are chatting with Rodney from Office Pride. Office Pride is a franchise cleaning company in the lovely Denver, Colorado. They specialize in buildings under 100,000 square feet. They handle all commercial cleaning needs from regular janitorial, day porters, floor and carpet care, window cleaning, post-construction cleaning, one-time cleaning, everything you need. They've got 45 clients in the metro area and are expanding quickly in that amazing market. If you want to reach out to Rodney and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.denvercommercialcleaning.net. That's denvercommercialcleaning.net. Rodney, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for having me here today.
Pleasure, dude. I'm super excited to get to know you and your business and see if we can't help you a little bit. I just realized I'm going to tell everybody a little online or offline secret. Usually before we start, I ask whoever I'm talking with, like, hey, what's the one item you want me to coach you on today? And I take like 30 or 60 seconds just to gather a couple thoughts. I totally forgot to ask that of Rodney. So instead of being a professional and stopping and starting over, I just want you as Cleaning Nation to know I have no idea what Rodney's going to ask me. So Rodney, don't screw me, dude. Give me something I know something about. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about you. How'd you get into the business? Are you married? How'd you come to Denver? Well, anything, Rodney, we want to hear it.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Denver, so I've been here for almost all my life. And I am married, have three kids. I am a huge fan of football, and so especially in the series of Denver Broncos, as well as the University of Colorado Buffaloes. I am a two-time graduate of the University of Colorado, so I'm a very proud alumni. I got into commercial cleaning 8 years ago, almost completely by accident. I started my life as a teacher and a school administrator, and was looking for a business that I could start on my own to kind of get out of the education world. And I came across commercial cleaning, and I found Office Pride, so I purchased a franchise here in Denver.
That is such a cool story. And I will confirm, Cleaning Nation, when I wasn't doing my job and asking Rodney what I could coach him on, we were nerding out and talking about the recent, and I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's recent to us, Broncos win over the previously undefeated Patriots with the backup quarterback, Brock Osweiler. So as a fellow Bronco fan, I couldn't help but slam that in there. And just in case you didn't tune in for football talk, we will continue on to some coaching, but I had to jump in with that. All right, cool, Rodney. So surprise me and all of Cleaning Nation. What one specific problem can I help you with to grow your company, your cleaning company today?
I would say the thing that I struggle with the most within the business is finding and hiring great people to work in the building for me. My technicians that are out there doing the work, locating the good people who will put in the effort and make sure the clients are taken care of well, and just, you know, getting them on board and keeping them on board. And I think that'd be a great thing that would really help on my business.
Man, that is such, it's funny, the newer folks in the business that are kind of smaller generally are all about, how do I get customers? I need customers. I need leads. I need to know how to transform those leads. How do I bid? How do I price? A lot of those good stuff. But I found, I hate to say the more successful, well, the people that have got a little more revenue and been in the business a little longer, they're interested in that sort of stuff, but they're passionately interested, desperate to know, how do I handle this employee problem? Like, this whole business would just be lovely if it wasn't for the employee. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. The flip side is, I think there's probably going to be 100 episodes where we delve into that kind of, because that's a big topic in terms of employees. Is there a specific piece, because again, you know, I could literally teach a 5-day seminar, 8 hours a day on attracting, keeping, training, parting with employees. So is there a smaller piece that we can pick out that we can maybe saw instead of just being very general for 10 minutes over a big topic, be real specific and actionable on a real small topic?
I would say probably the attracting, recruiting those new employees.
Okay, perfect.
How to find them, where to find them, those types of things.
I'm so glad you asked because you're going to, this is awesome because we literally didn't plan it, but you're going to make me look real smart because this is one of my favorite things that I'm really good at in every company I've owned. This is where if I generally get asked to speak or write or, you know, contribute to other media, it's usually about how I build culture, which is a lot of what's going to answer the question. So let's talk specifically about, and you said a couple of things that were really key about attracting the right employees. So there's a couple of things. First of all, I like the word attract. We should be, as companies, very attractive to our employees, to our prospective employees, to our current employees, to vendors, to customers. We should be a very attractive place to be. And the way to do that is to have strong core values and live out those core values. Because what's going to happen is you're going to do two things. You're going to not only attract people that believe those same things as you believe, but you're going to repel people that don't. And they might be great employees, but they're not, or customers or vendors or bankers or whatever community relationship you've got, but they may not be a good fit for you and you're constantly be butting heads and not understand it. So first and foremost, I would encourage you, have you codified or kind of made public your core values or gone through any exercise where you really know what you believe and what's important to you as a business owner?
Yeah, I get a lot of that from my franchisor. They've got a really fantastic set of core values that I believe in 100%. And I also have, you know, the ones that we also live by here in the Denver area as well.
You know, that is such a good example of exact, thank you for that. That's exactly what I was trying to illustrate. And I jabbered for 20 minutes and you in 3 seconds said it perfectly. That's exactly right. So you, as a now owner of a cleaning company, you chose the one that you have. You could have picked 100 franchises. You could have started on your own and saved yourselves the 50 grand or 30 grand or whatever they charge you up front and the X percent a month. But you were so committed to, and it wasn't the only reason, but it was probably the main reason you chose them versus one of the other dozen franchises you could have chose, is the core values. You lined up with them so much. You said, these people believe what I believe. And obviously you thought you could make a buck, but most people would think, well, I'm sure people make that decision by saying, well, which one makes the most money and I'm going to go with them. But that's not it. And obviously you want to make money, but am I putting words into your mouth, or was that part of the reason you hooked up with them? You saw the core values. You said, these people get me and I get them. And these are the people I want to be in the trenches with. Is that the case, or am I making stuff up?
No, that's exactly the reason. When I first found Office Pride, what drew me to them was their core beliefs and values. And that's what made me think, hey, maybe this is something I should look into compared to all the other opportunities that are out there. That really drew me in.
Well, and man, you just said a couple things that are perfect, and these are perfect analogies. And I love, because everyone gets, I shouldn't say everyone, but I think most of the owners here have thought about a franchise, looked into franchises, and bought or didn't, or bought, you know, an Office Pride or something different. And so they're familiar with this, and they get it when they're buying, you know, when they're on the opposite end, but then in their companies, they don't understand how to create that. So the key is to see how it works with other companies, and then we can talk about how to do it in your company. So the first thing, you said a couple things. I was interested in, and I wanted to look into. So they weren't selling you like, hey, come here, buy now, 20% off. None of that crap that a lot of cleaners try and do. They made themselves attractive to you, right? I'm guessing they didn't just have an ad saying, want to own a cleaning company? Come here. We have cleaning companies for sale. It was more of a, I don't know Office Pride's core values, but their marketing materials, their advertisement stuff was probably all about what they believed in and what's important to them. And that's what attracted you to them. They didn't interrupt you and cold call. Hey, you know, Rodney, you got an extra 50 grand laying around? We'd really like to get a hold of it. Let's talk. That would not have been attractive to you. You would have been repelled. They put out their core values, and I'm guessing that ad or that series of ads or whatever their first contact was really attracted you. But at the same time, maybe even up to 90% of the people that saw that ad, it repelled them. They're like, we're not into that. That's not important to me, which is great. Office Pride was happy to get one Rodney who's like, I am on the boat. I believe what you believe. I'm into that. That's important to me. And we're okay if 90% go, nah, not for me. So I think that's a great way if Office Pride can attract Rodney and his large upfront investment and time commitment, right? You're going to be working with them and for them and around them for many years to come, and monthly investment. If they can do that through core values, you can absolutely attract someone and be like, hey, I'd like to give you money every hour to work with those same core values. So I think the same way that Office Pride was loud and proud with their core values and it attracted what sounds like a very successful and a very healthy relationship is the same way I would encourage you and Cleaning Nation to attract your employees. So I would be really loud with your core values personally. So you're not just, because again, the problem with $10 an hour employees is we as employers are commodities, right? They're like, I had some crappy job where I had to do hard labor and the guy yelled at me and treated me like crap and I quit because I got drunk on Friday and didn't want to come in on Monday. And now you're just the next one and I'll be here for 3 months and then I'm on to the next one. So they think of us as commodities. And as long as you're like, hey, I'll give you 10 bucks or I'll give you 11 when the other guy gave 10 or stuff like that, it's very hard to attract the right people. And once you get them, they're not going to stay anyway. They want to be a part of something bigger. So when you can attract them with your core values and then you live those core values and they're like, hey, I signed up because I believe in, you know, helping people have pride in their office or whatever your core values are, then they're going to stay. And the cool thing is the wrong guys, the wrong gals are going to immediately, they're going to weed themselves out. You don't have to worry about getting rid of them. They're going to wander off. So first and foremost, I would say be very loud and clear and proud with your core values everywhere that you market. Can you share with us what your core values are?
Yeah, absolutely. Our core beliefs and values are number one, honor God.
Beautiful.
Number two, always do what's right. Number three, increase brand value. Number four, demonstrate honesty, integrity, and a hard work ethic. Number five is total customer satisfaction. Number six, go the extra mile. Number seven, persevere with a servant attitude. And finally, accountability to commitment.
All right, so I don't want to get into a whole core values coaching thing, but first of all, those are very powerful. Second of all, I would challenge that you can't have eight core values because then you might have eight values, you might have a dozen values, you might have 500 values, but if they're core, you can only really have two or three or four, five at the absolute most. So I would go through those, and some of those are very powerful. Like, what's the first one you said was it honor God, serve God?
Honor God.
Honor God. All right, let's use that one because that's pretty dang decisive, right? There's not going to be a lot of people like, I could take or leave. You're going to get people like, that's me. I'm my relationship with God is very important. It's foundational to me. That's who I want to serve with my hours to work. I want to serve other people to honor God. I'm in. And again, it's lovely because you're not saying, if you don't believe in this, you can't work here, because there's all sorts of legal nonsense that you don't want to deal with that. But if you just say our core value is to honor God, well, guess what? The people that don't honor God probably are going to go, I have no interest in being a part of that mess. The first three core values, and I didn't memorize them, but the first three core values you gave, I literally think if you just put those in a in the right media, and we'll talk about that in a second, but that's the right message. You just put those three, say, you know, the name of your company, because that'll say what you do. Your three core values. If this is you, you need to call today. That ad will far outperform any sort of, do you have a driver's license? Would you like to make $12 an hour? Part-time positions available. Opportunity and advancement are for sure. All that crap that everybody else says, you just get washed away and nobody cares and you get the wrong people, the right people. If you just literally put those three core values or pick the three core values you feel strongest about, put them in huge bold print with your the name of your company so they knew that it was a cleaning company. They're not thinking they're applying for, you know, a restaurant job. I really think that ad would attract the absolute right people. That conversation. Is that, have you tried any of that? Because I really think your core values are powerful enough. Those alone will attract you the right people.
No, I have not tried that yet. That's a great idea.
Oh my goodness, dude, you've got such powerful core values. It's going to be awesome. And again, you'll get a lot fewer applicants, but the applicants you get will be so much higher quality because you don't have to, again, the guy that's like, honor God, what kind of nonsense is that? He's not going to show up and waste your time. And he might be a great employee for somebody else, but he's not a good employee for you. And you don't want to waste his time, vice versa. So you might only get a few, you know, you'll get probably maybe 60, 70% of the applicants otherwise, but man, those applicants are going to be, even if they're the same applicant that would have responded to your other ad, because they just by virtue of them responding to that ad with your core value, they're 50% better applicant because you pre-trained them. You've attracted them to, instead of $10 part-time, driver's license required, must be able to lift 50 pounds, or whatever nonsense everybody else is saying, you've really attracted them. So that guy or gal shows up in a whole different space and mindset than he would have with the other ad. Same applicant, same job, but that one ad has transformed that interview to a whole different level. So that's the first part. The second part, because that'll take you a long way, but I want to give you one more piece. So Cleaning Nation, you've got the whole picture here, is the media. Where do your people hang out? And the answer to this one, I'm going to go quick because we're running out of time, is first of all, and again, if we were coaching Rodney, we'd take an hour and really dive in and we'd kind of do this exercise and really work through it with you. But I'm just going to give you the tools so you can do it on your own time. In Cleaning Nation, this is a great exercise for everybody. Pick your five best employees and your five worst employees and really lay out their commonalities, right? If you found, and again, don't be afraid of being racist or sexist or ageist or whatever the case may be. The data is the data, right? If you find that older folks, younger folks, Hispanic folks, white folks, married folks, single folks, whatever the case may be, really tend to work well, for crying out loud, identify that. And if you find some subset of that community work poorly, identify that. And then find out where those people hang out, where they congregate. And that's where you're going to want to advertise, right? If you put that ad with your core values for your job, Rodney, in Investor Business Daily, it's probably going to get a really poor return because that's not where your ideal customer hangs out. A lot of people use Craigslist because it's free, but very few of us have Craigslist as where our ideal client hangs out. So the key is you got to get the messaging right. And if you've got core values like Rodney does, messaging's done. You've already handled that. And again, there's a little more to it, but that's really 85% of it, Rodney, is just those core values. And I could help you offline if need be, work through what that ad would actually look like. But that's the first half. The second half is you got to put that message in the right place, right? If it's in the wrong spot, it's not going to help you. And the way to do that is just find out your best employees, get their commonalities, and let's just say they're Hispanic. Well, fan-freaking-tastic. You know what I love about Hispanic people? They congregate and assemble quite nicely. If you speak Spanish or if you can have a Spanish ad and you put it in a place where they read, they're very loyal and they're very good at referring their friends and families. I'm a white guy, but man, am I a huge fan of all my businesses. If I could, I'm prejudiced towards Hispanic folks. They're loyal. They hard work. They're great. So if you find that, the nice thing is they assemble nicely. They read the same magazines. They watch the same TV shows. They read the same newspapers. They listen to the same radio channels. So the key is don't just throw your ad out to every, like Craigslist, where every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to read it. Find out who your avatar is, your perfect ideal employee that you're like, I just, for whatever reason, 45-year-old African-American single dads. They crush it. I don't know why, but they just crush it for me. Well, guess what? 45-year-old African-American single dads, they congregate. They all hang out in different places than 22-year-old Caucasian moms with a kid hang out. They're very different. So the first part is get your messaging right. The second part is identify your ideal avatar or employee. And the third part is go to where those people are. Don't waste your advertising where they're not. All right, man. I know I just threw a lot on you, but it was a really good question and I wanted to crush it for you. Any other questions I can answer for you, Rodney, before we hit the lightning round?
Oh, no, that was fantastic. I got so much out of just what you said. So everything you threw at me.
Dude, you got me. I'm officially getting off my soapbox. I get so fired up about creating community culture, and that's really where I've gotten a lot of the joy of being in business. Aside from the financial awards, which have been great, I really enjoy building cultures and communities. And man, that's an amazing thing. And I'm really impressed with you and your core values, man. Let me encourage you to make those a centerpiece. All right, let's hit the lightning round, dude. I've done enough talking. I'm gonna give you three quick questions, give you the opportunity to contribute to Cleaning Nations. Question one, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I ever received was to persevere, that there will be times where there's ups and downs in the business, and there'll be times where you wonder why you even bothered starting this, but there will also be a number of fantastic up times where you have amazing employees, amazing clients, people are very happy, you're helping, significant number of people. And so even when those tough times come, persevere through.
Rodney, I couldn't agree more. I get paid a ton of money to help people grow their cleaning companies. And if I could if I could only have one word coaching, if I had to take the money I got and I could only communicate one word to my customers, perseverance would probably be it. I will take a guy or gal that will say, doesn't matter, until I drop dead, I will pursue this goal. like tracking an animal, and it will happen. I'll take that guy or gal with no skill, no money, no resources, no experience over the Harvard MBA with a bunch of credit and capital and all this that gives up at the first sign of difficulty. So I couldn't agree more. I'm going to repeat that because it was so good. Persevere, Cleaning Nation. Huge. All right, Rodney, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? These make for great stories and allow us to learn so we don't make those same mistakes.
I think the biggest mistake I ever made was taking on a client that was out of my league too early in my career. So, you know, for people who are new or small, I had an opportunity to get a very large client, and I wasn't prepared for it. I thought I was, but I wasn't. I didn't understand how the larger client worked and how they operated. I didn't understand how I would need a much bigger team than I thought I did and how to manage that team and keep them on track and keep the customer happy and communicate with the customer properly when it's a larger scale client. And because I wasn't prepared for it, I ended up not keeping the client. But it was a great learning opportunity for me to say, okay, now I kind of understand how the bigger clients work and how I need to staff them properly and how I need to work them. And so when those come up in the future, I can handle them much better.
Such a great point. I give that coaching myself often. Just so I can get an idea, and Cleaning Nation get an idea, what percentage of your largest customer was the new customer? Was it 2X, 3X, 10X? Like, how big of a scale was too big of a jump for you?
It was a 3X jump for me.
Okay, so if you're, again, I have no idea the numbers, don't need them, but if you had a $1,000 client a month, the $3,000, well, and again, maybe the larger you get, right, maybe you could do that stretch, but if you've got a $10,000 a month client, you try and take on a $30,000 a month client, that can be a little overwhelming. So I think that's excellent feedback. Okay, cool. Yeah. Last question. What's the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to most drastically improve their lives and or their business?
I would say the number one most actionable item they can do is ensure continuous communication with your clients. If you are always talking with them and stopping by once a month and shaking your hands and smiling and bringing them Christmas cookies, those types of things, that will go a long way in your client retention. And so when that problem ultimately comes up, and we are all human and they will come up, your client feels free to call you and communicate with you and doesn't feel like they've been ignored and all of a sudden there's a problem, but because you've been talking to them and they know you and feel comfortable with you, they'll call you and say, hey, you know, this got missed last night, and they'll be really nice about it. You'll say, I'm very sorry, I'll make sure that gets taken care of, or I'll come by and fix that. And you can increase your customer retention significantly just by spending a little time each month and reaching out to them.
All right, Rodney, now you're pissing me off. That's really good. I think you're coming for my job. Is that the case? Are you trying to take my job? Because that was really good coaching, my friend. So we were friends earlier with the Broncos thing. Now that you're giving out the good advice, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not coming for your job. I'm very happy with what I have here.
All right, good. I will sleep. The Campion household will sleep easy tonight knowing our job is safe from Rodney. Truly, though, that was really excellent advice, both on the biggest mistake that you made and trying to jump too fast, and just building that community, not just internally with your employees, but externally with your clients, and the value, the long-term value that builds into your company. You can't overstate that. You did a very good job of explaining it. Rodney, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Rodney's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, we got Facebook groups, we got webinars, we got ebooks, we got Rodney's episode, a bunch of other episodes are all at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com.
Check it out now.